It's time now for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Coming up in a couple of weekends is a 5K run and walk for the Sustainable Agriculture Project here at UMD. And with us on the telephone is Randy Hansen from the Sustainable Ag Project here at UMD. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Tell us all about what's been going on up at the SAP farm this summer. How are things going with the heat and the lack of rain?
Well, actually, it's kind of been a tale of two seasons. The first half of the season was super dry and hot, and the second half was super wet and humid. And so, fortunately, we have drip irrigation systems installed for everything on the farm, and so we were able to deal with the dryness. And of course, plants love heat and sun, and so we have bumper crops this year.
Now, sustainable ag is different than subsistence agriculture, which is basically making enough food for the people growing it. Sustainable ag, how is that different? What is sustainable agriculture in a nutshell?
Well, sustainable agriculture is about the challenge of getting what we need as humans in terms of food in a way that doesn't diminish the ecology, the soil, the ecosystems that we engage our food production in. And so it's about building soil. It's about enhancing biodiversity. It's about producing food for us humans all in relation to one another in a way that leaves a good place for future generations and other creatures that we share the earth with.
Now, I think about some of the more known practices in perhaps called quote-unquote non-sustainable ag, where they use fertilizers, of course, to add to the soil, chemical fertilizers, all sorts of whatever kind of fertilizers they use, whether it's adding manure to the soil from the barn, that kind of thing, and rotating crops. Those seem to be, in my mind, some of the more common practices in trying to keep the soil useful and fertile and renewable. But sustainable ag goes a step further, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, there's no ecosystem on the planet that doesn't integrate animals and plants. And so animals eat and they drop things and after they eat, right? And so they build soil, progressively. And so for us, what we try to do is utilize compost and various forms of composted manure and live, what's called green manure, cover crops of various living plants that we then allow to grow to a certain height and then cut or terminate and till into the soil and so forth, so that what we're treating the soil as is a kind of living partner with ourselves. And I think, industrial agriculture, in a sense, treats soil like an inert box that isn't alive, that you just simply add petrochemical fertilizer, pesticides, and herbicides, and then your genetically modified seeds, and you get out from it what you want without really any close attention to the life of the soil and so forth. So, yes, we are very concerned with the quality of soil and the life of the soil. As we say with our students that we work with, the produce that we get is an effect of good soil. It's the primary thing we're growing is soil. And if we do a good job with that, then we get produce and we leave a better system for the future.
Now, the Sustainable Agricultural Project Farm for UMD here in Duluth has been around since 2009.
Correct.
I assume that at first the farm had to kind of get up and running. Maybe you needed a few years to sort of get the process to really sort of get into a cycle. Or am I wrong? Did it actually just take one season and you're up and running? What's the process of the last 6 years been like?
Well, it's been, there's been sort of the field process, and then there's the bureaucratic process. And I'm just going to talk about the field process, okay, which is that, Yes. You know, this, the land on which we are operating the Sustainable Ag Project was actually part of a institutional farm run by the St. Paul campus from 1912 to 1976. Mm. And then when sort of the corporate industrial ag system really consolidated and in a sense captured our university systems and so forth, this area, this region, northeast Minnesota, was looked at as basically marginal to agriculture. In other words, we didn't need to do ag in our region anymore because we were getting all our food from California and Arizona and so forth, and we had cheap, unending oil and so forth. And from today's point of view, we know that all regions need to rebuild their food and agricultural systems for all the health, ecological, and economic benefits that brings to communities and regions and people and the landscapes. And so when we sort of, it had been abandoned land for about 40 years in 2009, and the first step was to cover crop area and plant a nitrogen-fixing cover crop and allow that to grow robustly and then till that in. And then from that point on, we basically expanded that process. Everything we do out there is organic production methodology as widely recognized as, you know, organic process. And so every year we have expanded our scope of the project, our partnership with our dining services here at UMD, and our ability to manage the soil and the landscape with equipment, with tools, and so forth. And so, you know, it's running a farm, but it's running it within the context of an institutional, educational, and community engagement relationship where what our basic long-term goal is to, can we live on the annual ecological budget of the landscape we're inhabiting without drawing upon, you know, well water or off-site energy and so forth. And we're trying to pay close attention to the interrelationship between food, water, and energy in sustainable relationships and build that capacity for all of those factors, because we feel, and I think it's clear, that as we move towards the near future, we're going to have to, expand our renewable practices, whether in food, water, or energy. And the university is a big fish in this pond, and it needs to sort of walk that talk. It needs to get its own house in order and introduce students to possible ways that you can go about this, because students go in many places in the world, and they bring what not just they learn in terms of ideas, but also what they see and live in practice. And so it's about, in a sense, getting our university house in order at a sustainable level.
Fantastic. Now, the 5K run and walk that you had last year in October was the first one. You're doing your second 5K run walk this year, coming up next weekend on the 20th. Tell us about the event.
Yes, well, this is called, the UMD Food and Farm Festival, and it's on Sunday, September 20th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and yes, there's a 5K run, which it's a great sort of trail-type run that winds around and through the farm and then through the White Pine Forest and around, Amity Creek and so forth, and it's a really cool trail. But in addition to that, we're having a community farmers market where people from farmers from our community and artisans for baked goods and handmade crafts and arts will be out there, and the dining services will be cooking food that is harvested from the farm, you can get a great local food meal for $5, and then also there's live music, free live music with the Clover Street Cronies. And there'll be animals out there, educational tables about for bees and sustainable farming and yoga and all sorts of things. And it's really about trying to invite people to a farm to experience, the full scope of what it can offer. A farm is part of nature. It's our laboratory. It's our classroom, and it's the only place we live in this world in terms of, how we relate to each other. And so it's trying to get more people out to the farm to experience, what does a farm do? How does it contribute to my daily life? And experience the kind of scope of the flavors and activities that can go on out there.
I love that not only is UMD Dining Services making food for that day, but that they receive food from that farm year-round as you produce it, that UMD Dining Services here on campus takes advantage of the fact that we've got a program on this campus that makes food that we can consume here. So that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Too.
And, institutions, we're all institutions, schools, public schools, hospitals, universities, we're in a sense all captured by the industrial food system. It is really easy to open a package and dump it into a pot and cook it up. But there's so many health benefits, ecological, environmental benefits to whole foods, to fresh foods, to local foods. And it's a complicated process to change an institution's dining system, as people are discovering, because you have to retrain the personnel, you have to bring them along, you have to build new facilities to support that, you have to buy new equipment, and you have to educate people. Just past week, we have probably 20 varieties of tomatoes that we bring in, and one of the varieties was a small purple cherry-type tomato, and somebody got that on their plate and demanded their money back because they got this ugly tomato. And this was an heirloom, beautiful black cherry tomato that is among the sweetest tomatoes you got, but because they had never been exposed to that, they wanted their money back with their meal. And so it's an educational process with consumers as well who have grown up in an industrial food system and not been exposed to the variety of incredible food that we can grow here.
Randy, we'll make sure to have a link to the event from our website today, too, so people can find out more information about the Sustainable Egg event.
That's
next
great.
Weekend.
I hope that students and our UMD community and our broader community take the advantage to come out and see what the students are doing and eat some good food, come for a run, and support our local farmers.
Fantastic. Randy, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Randy Hansen of the Sustainable Agriculture Project here at UMD talking about what they've been doing this summer and the 5K run and walk as part of their food festival next weekend, September 20th. We'll have a link to that event on our website later on this morning. Today's Green Visions is a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.